大家好，欢迎来到最新一集的 podcast 啦。咁今日就想同大家讲有关呢这个嘅床室嘅英文嘅，因为呢最近呢大家呢都好关注啦，就係有啲嘅香港人呢就係去咗外国嘅即係叫做地方嘅游历之后啦，跟住返到嚟呢就係染上床室啦咁样。咁呢度呢就係 RTHK 嘅新聞啦， Government holds meeting to discuss bed bug prevention， 床室嘅预防即係呢个政府呢都开会去讨论喎。Government holds meeting， 最近係搞呢一个嘅开会嘛，咁所以 holds meeting 就咁讲啦， to discuss 就係讨论啦，后面就冇 about 㗎喎。Bed bug 即係床室 ，prevention 即係話咧預防啦。The government said on Saturday that it held a briefing to prevent bed bugs gaining a foothold in the SAR。嗰個咧政府咧就喺星期六嘅時候咧就搞咗個 briefing 啊。briefing 就係講 information 噶啦，係咪 ？To prevent bed bugs gaining a foothold， 就防止嗰啲咧床室咧喺即係香港呢個地方呢就係站穩陣腳咁樣 ，gaining a foothold。In a statement, it said the acting secretary for environment and technology Diane Wong had met with representatives from the airport authority。Diane Wong 呢就話啦，就係呢嗰個嘅 secretary 呢嗰個秘書呢就同嗰啲機管局嘅人員呢代表呢就傾過 The MTR Corporation, the Hotel Sector, the Tourism Commission and several government departments to discuss how to prevent a bed bug infestation。 佢哋呢就一齊傾啦，包括係港鐵嘅人員啦，包括係酒店業嘅人員啦，同埋包括呢即係旅遊嘅即係協會啦 Tourism Commission and several government departments， 同埋一啲呢嘅叫做政府嘅部門呢，佢哋呢就討論 to discuss how to prevent a bed bug infestation， 討論呢點樣去避免呢床室嘅滋擾床室嘅即係繁殖，床室嘅一個坐大咁樣 infestation 呢一定係講一啲害蟲嘅。 It said Wong was also briefed on preventive measures already in place。 呢個黃生呢亦都係俾人哋俾咗一啲資訊佢啦，人哋俾啲資訊佢關於咩就係點樣預防而家現有嘅一啲預防措施， including the cruise terminal 喺嗰個郵輪碼頭嗰度碼頭即係依緊講緊係停車站終點站就是 terminal 啦。跟住啦 ，cruise 咧就係嗰個叫做大嘅叫做船啦。It said officials from the Food and Environmental Hygiene Department 呢個食環署啦 ，and Port Health Division of the Centre for Health Protection 咁嗰個關口嘅即係健康部啦 ，offer technical advice， 佢哋都係俾咗一啲咧叫做技術性嘅支援、技術性嘅意見嘅。Wong said the government would closely monitor the situation。政府咧根據呢一個嘅即係局長啦，佢就話呢個係副局長即係暫代嘅局長，暫時做嘅局長啦。佢就話咧，政府係會密切監察個情況嘅 ，monitor the situation， 即係監察啦。And beef up communication with frontline organisations and sectors， 亦都會咧加強咧同前線嘅組織同埋同埋依啲嘅界別嘅溝通嘅改善。It would also continue to provide technical support and coordinate efforts， 亦都會繼續咧去提供咧技術嘅支援啦，同埋咧去組織一啲嘅叫做組織efforts 啦，即係話組織一啲行動去做預防嘅。The government also plans to educate the public on the issue and distribute leaflets to relevant sectors， 亦都打算咧係教育嗰個公眾啦。跟住咧教育咗公眾之後咧就係點樣就係會咧去派一啲嘅叫做小冊子嘅，去俾相關嘅一啲界別咁樣咯。派小冊子就 distribute leaflets 就係派小冊子啦。咁以上咧就係同呢個床室有關嘅英文啦。我哋而家咧除咗係做緊呢個成人英語最後一部課程嘅一啲優惠之外咧，我哋亦都有其他課程嘅優惠嘅，包括係新聞英語啦，同埋又有新嘅課程啦，就係每個月嘅朗讀日常英語嘅朗讀嘅課程。咁每個月咧係月費形式去收嘅，大概$500就可以做到。咁你哋如果想好 奇啦，自己適合邊個課程啦，無論你係 IELTS 應試嘅朋友啊，又或係你為咗興趣想增長自己嘅英文 level 咧，都可以揾我做一個免費嘅英文診斷。咁喺下邊咧攞翻個 link 啦，跟住去登記啦，或者 WhatsApp 我66270418揾我登記就可以噶啦。我哋下次再傾啦，拜拜。